Happy Friday, everybody. Happy Friday. This is Ellen Marie, your host for Motivation for Life. Oh my goodness. Super excited. Can you tell? I am feeling pretty fantastic going into this year, which is amazing. And I hope you are too. I know there's been a lot going on just at the start of this year. And my prayer for you is that you find some joy, some hope, and encouragement as we get through this thing, right? As we just journey through, my goodness. And so I just wanted to get on here and encourage you. And before I do that, I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. Whenever I post, whenever I have a message to share, thank you for tuning in. You guys are listening in so many different countries, and it's really encouraging because this is really a smaller platform. I've moved a little bit of this to iHeartRadio. If you're on iHeart, you listen to iHeart podcasts, definitely check it out there as well. I'm going to be moving some stuff over, doing some things too on Blog Talk, and really just trying to get these messages out a little bit more, to reach a little bit more as much as I can this year. And I just want to thank you for listening wherever you are, tuning in wherever you are, just to listen to these nuggets that I receive and just choose to share with you guys. I am so grateful that I have the ability to share, and I don't want to keep it to myself. So I just want to encourage you as you journey today, this week, this month, to do your best to be who God called you to be and to move how God called you to move. And the reason I say that is because we are living in a time now where there are things that are set up as cultures, right? And the culture determines who we are, how we operate, how we flow, how we move. Okay, let me break it down. So we have a certain culture. You have the hip-hop culture. And if you are paying attention to anything in the United States, I know most of you guys are not here in the U.S. So we have different things going on in the legal world, cases or people on trial for things, and they are paying attention to the music, the lyrics, the handshakes, things, different things that we do in the hip-hop culture, okay, which may or may not mean much, right? But just that we have created these things and it makes us feel good. You know, this is how we flow, this is how we operate, right? But it's on trial. It's on trial because what they're trying to dig for is to see if, you know, it actually means something else or means something more. And it might, you know, we don't know. We don't know. But, you know, we all over the years, I grew up in the city in the Bronx, and, you know, we have different slang terminologies. And I know different country has certain slang or certain things that you say that is that could mean something else. And it's a part of the culture, right? Or how you flow or how you vibe or how you operate, different things like that. And so we have the same thing, though, in the spiritual aspect, or religious, I should say, aspect of things. You know, we have a quote-unquote kingdom culture, which is a certain way to how we operate. We've created a way, and most people are doing the way the same way, if that makes sense, right? Even in online, you know, you have an online culture. You know, it's almost as if everyone looks the same. Everyone is doing the same things, right? We've created a certain culture. If you do it, this is how it's supposed to go. And, you know, God was dealing with me about that because I have always kind of felt like I don't really fit in. And I'm like, God, you know, what's going on? You know, what's happening? You know, I'm not really I beat to my own drum almost, right? And I'm thinking, you know, you can see it. It's a certain way that things are done to dictate your movements within the culture that was created, not by God, by man, okay? But it was created that way. And so what God was dealing with me about, and I pray this encourages you as it encourages me, is that you must do and be who God called you to be. And you may not fit in with the culture. I was watching something, an interview of Whitney Houston. And when she came out and started singing, she was on Arsenio Hall. It was a small clip, but I said, my goodness, you know, Whitney was the voice. And people would say to her that she sings like she's white, okay? And, you know, she said, I sing the way God chose for me to sing. Her voice was God-given, right? But yet the culture, right, because she was black, the culture said she should sound, on this podcast, wait a minute, that she should sound a certain way because she was black. So she should sound a certain way. She should have more soul in her voice. You know, she should have way more runs than what she has. It should sound a little bit more raspy than what it sounds like, because you're black. You shouldn't be singing like that. You sound white. And that really kind of hit me because me being from New York, I don't really have a strong accent, right? You can hear it in some things I say, but I never really had a strong New York accent, okay? And so people would say, even when I was younger, that I sound like I'm white. Or, you know, that I'm not black or whatever the case may be. And I'm just like, this is my voice. And no matter what it has been, I just never really had a strong New York accent, you know. And it's crazy, you know, growing up around New Yorkers, I pretty much sounded the same over the course of my life. This has been my voice, okay? Certain things I say, or if I'm upset, or if I get mad, you'll hear it, you know. You'll hear it. But for the most part, I sound how God intended for me to sound, you know, and I just want to encourage you, you know, if you're dealing with the need or the peer pressure to fit into a culture created by man, I want you to be encouraged that God created you to be exactly who he created you to be, to sound how he chose for you to sound, to move and do how he chose for you to move and do. And, you know, the Bible teaches us that you have many parts in the body of Christ, right? We all serve a purpose in God and for what it is that we are to fulfill and whatever mission it is that we are called to fulfill in this life. And he did not call us all to sound, look, act the same. That is just not biblical. It is not what he intended. He intended for all parts to work together. That means all parts, we have different functions, right? There are different things that we are to operate and flow in so that we can function together as a whole. But if we are all doing the same thing or looking the same, we're trying to create a distinction from what may seem worldly, so to speak, right? When it comes to kingdom culture. Well, if we look like this, or if we dress like this, or if we act like this, then you will know that we are godly people, right? Not so, because you have a lot of demons running and flowing in the culture, and they are not of God. And that's why the Bible also says that Jesus will say on that day, get away from me, you evildoers. I do not know you. I don't know you. You don't have a relationship with me. You pretended to be a part of something that you really weren't a part of. You were not seeking after me. You were seeking after culture. Listen, you weren't seeking to be more like me. You were seeking to be more like what you thought I wanted without actually consulting me on what it is that I've called you to do. How I wanted you to flow, how I wanted you to operate, how I wanted you to be. And sometimes, and I will take accountability for pulling my own self back in certain things because I didn't fit the culture of what I was seeing. I'm thinking, God, you know, I would do the opposite. You know, people would wear certain clothes to church. And because of what they wore, you felt like they were, ooh, they saved, they godly. Oh my gosh, they must be of the Lord. They gotta be of God. Look at those beautiful shoes. Look at that dress. Oh my goodness, they must be saved. You know, and I would purposefully wear jeans, a t-shirt, you know, a jacket, you know, just dress completely down. I would do this on purpose a lot of times. And sometimes I'd wear the same thing. You know, it'd be clean, but I'd purposefully wear the same thing. I guess you can call me kind of a rebel. I would do that on purpose because I wanted to see if you would try the spirit by the spirit to see if it was of God, or if you were looking at my clothes to see if it was of God, if you were judging me based on my t-shirt and jeans, if I was of God versus my spirit, versus really tapping in and seeing that I actually am a true child of God. And maybe I don't want you to look at my clothes and focus on my clothes. I want you to focus on Jesus. And unfortunately, we can't focus on God because we're too focused on people's outer appearance. We can't be true vessels of God because we're so focused on what somebody has on. We're so focused on how something looks versus how it truly really is, or how it feels, or you know, really using discernment to sense what the truth of the matter may be. And so I just want to encourage you guys, and it has freed me so much because I just said, God, I have to do and be who you called me to be. You didn't make my voice to do all that. I feel like Whitney, you know? I love to sing. I'm not the best singer, but I can sing, you know? And I enjoy it. And new music is coming. Just want to throw that in there. New music coming. But I don't sing like that. You know what I mean? And just because I look like I'm supposed to be extremely soulful or sing a certain way, I don't sing that way, you know? And so I just thank God for Whitney and her gift and her voice and the fact that she did not give up because someone said she doesn't sound how she looks. So how she looks should determine how she sounded. And oh my goodness, if people are saying that to you, if you feel like you're in that way of you don't look like how you're supposed to sound like, or vice versa, or people are judging you based on how you look or come across, and you know who God called you to be and who you are feeling like God created you to be, I want you to move how God has called you to move, whether people like it or not. Because guess what? Your purpose, who God created you to be, there is a people that need your gift, who you are. They need to hear your voice. They need to know that God is real through you. God will, and I'm going to share something with you guys. Something that would happen to me often, even in the past, where God, I look very young for my age, and I've been told this a lot, so it's not just like family members that tell me this. You know, it's a lot of people, you know, and I thank God for that, you know. However, the issue with that, though, is that sometimes I don't know what it is, you know. Being a prophetic person, a seer type person, a prophet person, gifted that way, sometimes, you know, I may have a word for you or share a word with you, and God will speak to me concerning you. And if he tells me to release that word, I will. I'll give it to you, right? And I'm sure many of you who listen to me, you are the same, right? Similar. You kind of, you know, God speaks to you through you, and sometimes you may have a word. And then some people may not receive it right away. Okay, and I had someone come back and tell me a few times, but this particular time I was very young. I was about, I think I was 20, 21 years old, and I gave someone a word. They didn't receive it, I guess because I was younger than them, okay, and they couldn't understand, you know, how does she have this word to give me, I guess. But they came back to me and said, God gave me the word again in your voice. I heard your voice speak that word back to me again. And she had to come back and tell me that. She had to tell me that. And it was like, oh my goodness, I'm sorry I didn't hear you when you spoke through this young lady at first. But God had to bring it back. And she said, I heard it in your voice. As if God was telling her, I spoke to you already. And I spoke to you through her, but you didn't listen. So now I'm going to bring this back again in her voice. And now you understand that that was me again. They're like, I had to bring it back again. But I guess I want to say that to you guys to say that your voice matters. It matters. It matters to God. God has many voices that speak for him, many messengers, right? That will speak for him, that are coming to speak for him, that are growing up to speak for him in, and it's his voice through you, right? And you don't have to sound like anyone else. You don't have to preach like anyone else. You don't have to deliver word like anyone else to be effective. For it to hit someone's heart and for them to really hear you. And I think that's what has happened in the culture, is we think that we have to be like others in order for us to be relevant, in order for others to hear us or to receive what God has said. And we don't. God will use your voice and make your voice known. Well known. God will do that for you. And I just want to encourage you to trust God in all things that he is directing you to do, who he has called you to be, and be that. Be what God asks you to be. You know, it's unfortunate, this culture that we have, even online. I mean, you know, you got all these Instagram, you know, models and things. And it's true. We are, what's the word? Can't even find it right now, but it's something like, you know, there's a certain, I guess we want to, the algorithm, right? If we do this, this will happen. So if we look like this, or if we act like this, or if we do this, this is the way, this is how it's supposed to be. And God is calling for his people, those who have a mission, those who have something to do for God, to be who he called you to be. And that is so freeing, because guess what? I don't have to be like anyone else. I am uniquely and wonderfully made by God. I am one of one. Ah! You know, there is a pastor, Devon Franklin, who has this song he created, One of One. And I'm sure you'll hear it soon. He previewed it a little bit. And then also, he had a message about being one of one. And you have to know that you are one of one. That God has a specific purpose for you in the earth. And it's okay to be unique. It's okay to be different. It's okay to be you. And working on you, being you, striving to be you, you don't have to do it like anyone else. And man, I am so encouraged by that. I don't have to look like what man created for me to be effective and for me to reach the world or to do what God has called me to do. I have to be who God created me to be. If Noah would have listened to the people who laughed at him because they couldn't see the vision, if he would have listened and did not do what God said, man, can you imagine all that would have happened or would not have taken place because he didn't listen to God? He had to go through all of that ridicule because they couldn't see, they couldn't understand, but he had to obey God. He had to be different. He had to just do what God said do. And so if all you have is faith in God, if all you have is that word to obey and to do what he said, listen, just do it. It will all make sense after a while. Like my great grandmother used to say, it will make sense after a while. And you will understand why God needed you to be exactly who you are and grow into more of who he made you to be, who he made you to be. And it may not be how somebody else is or what the culture may quote unquote dictate, you know, or say you should be or how you should flow. You flow how God called you to flow. And sometimes it's not going to make sense to everybody how God may have you move, especially if you're a prophetic person, if you are a prophet person. You know, sometimes God will send a prophet, a prophetic person into a place. And a lot of times we don't know what is happening. We just know we got to obey, right? You know, but even in those instances, when you are just moving how God called you to move, it's not going to make sense to everyone. It may not even make sense to the culture, whatever the culture may be that is dictating how you think you should move. Trust God and move how he tells you to move. Jesus was a God mover. He moved how God told him to move, even though the culture at the time couldn't understand. Jesus basically was going against the grain when it came to them. He was going against culture, but he was moving exactly for God. Oh my goodness. Jesus was a G, literally. Literally, okay? I love it. Jesus was a G, literally. He was God himself moving, honey, in the earth. And he went against culture. You know, he did. He went against the culture and did what God called him to do. And so we are in a time now where it is going to be important for us to move how God called us to move and to do what God called us to do, even if it's not popular to the culture. Have a beautiful week, guys. Listen, it's the weekend, actually. I'm sorry. Have a great weekend. You know, I hope this message helps you and encourages you to be who God called you to be. I know that's what I'm doing. And it's freed me. I feel great just being different and unique, you know, in my own way, moving and doing what I need to do for God and not feeling guilty or feeling pressured to be anything less. Okay? I said that way for a reason. Have a wonderful week, guys. And again, this is Ellen Marie, your host for Motivation for Life. Have a great day.